You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Got a lot of baseball talk to get to today, both local and national, and local is where we are going to start. Coming up July 21st, the Babe Ruth 13U Pacific Southwest Regional Championship Tournament coming to Carbon High School, and of course we will have a representative. The Battle Baseball team, we've heard from three members already. We're going to continue to bring in members of the team leading up to Monday's game. Today we got three more in studio, Rigdon Roten, Austin Leonard, and Jack Madrid. And Jack is going to start things off as we talk not only about the Battle team, not only about the upcoming tournament, but we'll get to know the players themselves. And Jack, it's great to get you on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about the team in general, because as we gear up for this tournament, it's an important stretch. I mean, honestly, the big tournament that everybody is kind of counting down the days for. You guys are the state champions. When you look at this team, what makes you guys click? What makes this team so competitive, so good, and most importantly, so fun?
We all work together. We all are good friends. It just helps us be better as a team.
I know you guys have played a lot of baseball together.
Yeah.
For a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're at the 13U division. How fun has it been to be a part of this team for as many years as you have, just seeing how you guys continue to grow?
It's been fun. I would not want to be on any other team.
Yeah. As far as the team chemistry is concerned, you guys do travel a lot. That's always important, right? What are trips like when you guys go out of the area?
They're fun. We get to play new teams and just see new places, new fields.
Yeah. I know playing is fun, and we can get to that in a moment. What do you guys do when you're not on the baseball diamond? What are some of the things you like to do as a team?
I like to go fishing.
Do you take anyone with you when you go fishing?
Austin Leonard.
Okay. So that's your guys' thing. When you're not playing, let's go fish.
Yeah.
As far as the practices in between, and I think this is something we've never really touched on, but you guys do so much traveling and you go up against teams that are so competitive throughout the entire state. What does a practice look like for this squad?
We just work on everything. We play different defensive positions, and then we hit and just do a bunch of reps of everything to get better.
How often do you guys practice?
Pretty often. Like, yep. 2 to 3 times a week.
You get to play different positions when you're in practice, so what's your favorite? Where do you like to be?
I like left field.
Why is that?
It's just really fun. That's my best position. I'm the best there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as hitting the ball, where do you like to bat as far as the order is concerned? Do you have a preference in that? Some guys do. They like batting at the top of the order. They like batting at the back. Where do you like to be?
I like either first or last. I just don't really like hitting the middle.
Yeah, if you're last, right, you can flip that.
Mm-hmm.
You can flip the order. That's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since this is radio, not everybody can see. You got a Yankee hat on, so I take it you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Let me go out on a limb and say your favorite player is Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that why you like playing outfield as well? I mean, he's a terrific outfielder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about your expectation for this team, because you guys won the state championship. I know you took a second, which we'll get into this past weekend in South Jordan. But when we look at the expectation for the big tournament that's coming to Carbon High School, where do you see this team going, and what's reasonable?
So I think we could end up being the state champs. We're a really good group, so I think we could end up being really good.
I know you guys have played in this tournament at some point in time. You've seen this competition, right? We got five different states coming in to represent. How big of a climb is it in competition based on what you saw in the state championship? I mean, do you know what to expect from these other states?
It's going to be a lot harder competition than the state championship was. So we got to be ready to play.
Is there one state in particular that you look at and say, yeah, that's our test right there?
Hawaii.
That's what I always hear. It's Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids are big, right? Is it the size thing? Is that what it is?
Yeah. And they're just really good.
Yeah. Well, Jack, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in. It was a pleasure to chat with you. I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys do on the 21st through the 26th. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Coming in next, we have Austin Leonard, and we're going to talk about this past weekend because it was a big weekend for this team. They got to see some pretty stiff competition. Austin, thank you for taking out the time to come in.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, last week we got to catch up with a couple of members of your team. I know Jackson came in, Alex came in, Mason as well. We got to talk to the way, kind of about the way the season has gone, or the year, I should say, has gone for you guys so far. And we talked about the state championship, and they were kind of alluding to the fact that you guys were going to see some stiff competition up in South Jordan. And I know you guys did. You saw some of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, they were the top five teams in the state, and we came up second.
Let's talk about that journey, going up against those teams. Before we get to the championship, the level of competition. Describe to me what that's like when we say the top five teams in the state, because I think that's vague for a lot of people who maybe don't follow at this level.
It's way high. Like, it's like you're watching, like, 15U.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it more challenging when you're in the batter's box or when you're out in the field?
Out in the field, because, yeah.
I would assume that you can't take plays off, right?
Yeah.
The older you get, you're not taking any plays off. As far as tracking pitching, when you get to that level, I mean, is it pretty seamless for you guys? I know you play elite competition, so I would assume there wasn't anything that you haven't seen before, right, when you're in the box.
I mean, it was faster, but it wasn't something we've never seen before.
Yeah. As far as the types of pitches, I want to talk about when you're in the box. What do you like to see from a pitcher? What do you feast on? Is it, you want to see the fastball? Do you want to see breaking balls? What do you want to see?
I like sliders.
Why is that?
Because it just goes straight into me.
Yeah. Track it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about second place. Obviously, you want to win every time you guys go out. You came close this time. What happened in the championship game?
We just weren't playing as a team and just kept making errors.
That's important, right? I get to talk to Coach Smith all the time, and he always mentions errors. If you guys limit those, you're typically in a pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as the entire summer is concerned, and going back to the state championship, how happy are you with the way you guys have played?
I'm pretty happy. Second in state is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as the competition coming in for this tournament, I know we're gonna talk a little bit more about the tournament with Rigdon here in a few moments, but you look at the competition coming in, I mean, again, is it Hawaii? Is that who you have circled on your calendar as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anything about any of the other teams that are coming in?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. What's the best part about a tournament like this, being in your own backyard? What excites you about it?
Not having to drive 4 hours.
So you like being at home. You, mm-hmm. Do you like staying in hotels when you guys got to travel?
I mean, it's fun, but I don't like the drive.
Yeah. It's hard to take that drive, get out and play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough. Before I let you go, I do want to talk about how much you enjoy the game of baseball. When you're not playing, do you watch a lot of it?
Yeah. I watch a healthy amount.
Yeah. Who's your favorite team?
Probably Yankees.
Who's your favorite player?
Albert Pujols.
Okay, I like that. That's different. Everybody likes the players today, right? But mm-hmm. You're going back in a classic with Pujols. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time as well, Austin. It was fun to chat with you. Best of luck on the 21st.
Yeah, thank you.
And last, we have Rigdon Roten joining us. And Rigdon, it's great to get you in today as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about the tournament. I've gotten some perspective from some of your teammates over the last couple of weeks, but getting to play host to the Pacific Southwest Regional, it seems like there's a level of pride that comes with that, right? I mean, you guys
sure.
get to host these teams from five different states. What's that like?
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. Yeah, we always want to do our best, and it'll all work out.
Do you feel a little bit of added pressure knowing that you guys are playing in front of the hometown crowd?
No, not really.
It's just baseball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just another day of work.
Well, and you guys know the lay of the land, right? Playing at the high school fields, that's a cool thing as well. It's a great setup.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the week look like for you guys ahead of this tournament? Is there anything in particular that you guys will be doing to prepare for it?
Yeah, we're going to be working hard at practice and getting better.
What's the one aspect that you see where you guys can make the most improvement between now and then? An aspect that you look, going back to the second place finish or maybe the state tournament up before that, going back and looking at it and saying, well, we've got to get better in this realm.
Not making as much errors in the field. And our hitting was really good. But yeah, just the errors.
I do want to talk to you about the hitting. As far as the approach is concerned, when you're going up against elite competition, you guys want to be aggressive? Do you want to sit back? I mean, what's kind of the mindset when you get in the box?
It just depends on where you are or how many people are on base or what the situation is. But if you're like first, then get on base. If there's people on base, get hit. Oppo, if you can. Move the runners. Yeah.
I think for any of you guys, baseball's got to be it's got to be a love, right? For as much time as you guys put into it. When did you develop the love for baseball? Is it something that you've always had, or is it something that you kind of developed over the years?
I've always had it. I've always loved baseball. It's been my favorite sport.
What is your favorite aspect of it?
I really can't really choose. I love all of baseball. It's the best.
I think there's that's a tough question. I know it's vague. It's the dirt, the grass, right? The smell, the sun. Little things like that can really develop the love. And of course, you guys seem to have great team camaraderie, and I'm sure that helps as well.
Yeah.
How long have you guys played together?
About 3 or 4 years.
So you developed
five
years.
Yeah.
You start to learn the tendencies of one another, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's got to be pretty fun. When you're sitting in the dugout, you kind of know what's going to come, right?
Yeah.
Who's the team goofball? Is there someone that you know is going to make you guys laugh every time you go out?
Austin Leonard Tina. He's the best.
Do you guys have a spark plug? Someone that you know is going to motivate you guys, get things going, especially when things get tough? Do you have that type of player on this team?
Everybody can do that. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your coaching staff, you got some very knowledgeable coaches.
Yeah. They're the best.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of knowledge there. When you look at how they have kind of molded this team, what do you appreciate so much about your coaching staff? And I know that's probably a tough question as well, but there's a lot of knowledge there. What do you appreciate most?
I appreciate how they always believe in us and always try to get us better and motivate us and keep pushing through when we get down on ourselves.
Well, Rigdon, it was great to get you in today as well and talk about what is up and coming. Get to know a little bit about the Battle 13U team. So thank you for taking the time to come in, and best of luck when you guys take the field on the 21st.
Yeah.
Again, Jack Madrid, Austin Leonard, and Rigdon Roten taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. Tomorrow, we'll continue to talk Battle Baseball. Jay Spazzoni, Nate Tatton, and Jason Cowley will join us here on Drive Time Sports. In the meantime, we've got to pause for just a moment. Plenty more coming up. We'll flip to Major League Baseball. My good friend Steve Bordstein will join us. We'll talk about some gripes of the All-Star Game. Got to get a little nitpicky, but there was one thing that really did bug me. So we'll dive into that. Also, we'll talk about the second half of the baseball season. That's coming up when we return. Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios.